Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you and your Word to learn what you have to say to us today. I pray you will open our hearts and our minds by your Holy Spirit, who will teach us what you want us to know. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's lesson is A Great Fish Prepared. And it comes from Jonah chapter 1 and verse 17. Though the mariners aboard the ship upon which Jonah traveled attempted to continue rowing in the midst of the storm, they did not prevail and threw Jonah overboard as he requested. As soon as they did, the storm was calm, and the mariners began to sacrifice and make vows unto the Lord. In chapter 1 and verse 17 of this prophecy, we see how God prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah as he bobbed in the sea. We read, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights." The verse begins, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah." The writer began with the words, "Now the Lord," which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. It says it had prepared, or he counted, reckoned, assigned, appointed, and numbered a great fish, which means a large, intense, distinguished, and prolific fish, to swallow up or engulf and eat up Jonah, whose name means dove. After the mariners threw Jonah into the sea became calm, and God assigned and appointed a prolific fish to eat him. The verse goes on to say, "And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights." The writer continued, "And Jonah," whose name means dove, "was in the belly," or the internal organs, the bowels, the intestines, and the digestive organs of the fish, which means the assigned prolific fish, 3 days, or from 3 mornings to evenings, and 3 nights, or 3 evenings to mornings. Jonah spent 3 days and nights inside the stomach and intestines of this great fish. When we consider the words in this verse, we admire God's preparation of the great fish well in advance of Jonah being thrown overboard. This great fish just happened to be in the exact spot to swallow up Jonah, and we can only imagine what the mariners who were watching thought about it when this occurred. Some people have trouble believing this story of a fish swallowing Jonah. However, if we consider that it was the Lord who prepared it, we should have no difficulty at all knowing the Creator did this. Perhaps as we think about our relationship with Jesus Christ, we wonder if the Lord is preparing some sort of great fish or circumstance or situation to swallow up our lives and capture us in a manner that will turn our attention fully unto Him. Next time, we begin a new chapter and see Jonah praying to the Lord while in the fish's belly. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.